From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. American John Yetta is now in Bangkok after Senator Jim Webb of Virginia asked for and got Yetta's release from Myanmar. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Bangkok, Thailand.
John Yetta was taken to a Bangkok hospital shortly after his arrival to deal with several medical issues exacerbated by nearly 4 months in detention. He was convicted on Tuesday of swimming to the lakeside home of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi in May and staying there for 2 days. Yetta was sentenced to 7 years in prison, but Senator Webb was able to win his release on humanitarian grounds after talks this weekend with Myanmar's senior general Tan Shwe. Webb was also allowed a rare meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi, the senator who says sanctions against the generals aren't working, said Yetta's release and his meeting with Suu Kyi were gestures of goodwill on the part of Myanmar's leaders. Senator Webb said he hoped the U.S. would take advantage of these gestures to lay the foundation for more confidence-building measures and a better relationship in the future. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Several fires are still burning across California this hour. Among the largest is the Lockheed Fire, which has scorched at least 6,400 acres since Wednesday. That fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains is now about 50% contained. CAL FIRE spokesperson Julie Hutchinson says crews were able to make gains when the high winds expected last night didn't materialize.
We have not had those offshore winds surface that we thought might push this fire around and bring a lot more high temperatures and lower humidity. We're hoping that we have the same weather trend today, but we're being cautiously optimistic about that.
More than 2,400 people in the Santa Cruz Mountains have had to evacuate because of the Lockheed Fire. It's coming down to the wire for transit negotiators in the San Francisco Bay Area. If there's no deal on their labor dispute, there could be a strike on Monday that could affect hundreds of thousands of rail commuters in the morning. Union members threatened to strike after officials with the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, imposed work terms that the union says represents a 7% pay cut. BART spokesman Linton Johnson says the system has made preparations in case negotiations fall through.
We do have bus bridges at 5 East Bay stations, and they'll take folks into San Francisco. The trip is $5 round trip. All our parking lots will be open to carpools.
Other regional transportation agencies are also preparing to increase their service in the event of a rail strike. More international aid is pouring into Taiwan, which is reeling from its worst typhoon in 50 years. The first U.S. military plane to stop in Taiwan in 30 years arrived today, loaded with building materials to help reconstruction. The U.S. broke off diplomatic ties after adopting a one-China policy. Thousands of people have moved to tent cities and stadiums after being displaced by the storm. This is NPR News. Hurricane forecasters are watching the first two named storms of the 2009 Atlantic hurricane season. Along with Anna and Bill, a tropical depression appeared overnight in the Gulf of Mexico. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Of the three systems, forecasters seem most worried about Bill. That storm reached tropical storm strength yesterday after what was considered to be a quiet start to the hurricane season. The forecast calls for Bill to become a strong Category 2 hurricane by Friday morning. The storm is taking a westerly path toward the U.S. Atlantic coast, but when and if Bill will make landfall is uncertain. Weather watchers are less sure about tropical storm Anna, which is expected to sail south of Puerto Rico and across the Dominican Republic and Haiti before crossing Cuba and out into the Gulf of Mexico. Warm waters there could energize the storm further. The Gulf Coast is also watching what started as a tropical depression off of Tampa. That system is expected to drift north toward the Florida Panhandle and Alabama. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
President Obama's envoy to Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, is visiting the South Asian nation today with praises for the country's anti-Taliban operations. He says Pakistan is making very significant progress in taking control of Taliban strongholds. Holbrooke's visit, the first since the reported death of militant leader Baitullah Masood, coincides with the return of hundreds of thousands of refugees to Swat Valley. Capping a week of town hall meetings on health care overhaul, President Obama has written about the issue in Sunday's New York Times. He says the country is closer to significantly changing the system than ever before. Mr. Obama points to several endorsements from key players in health care, including the American Medical Association and the AARP. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.